The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.
Yes, hello everyone. Welcome to Sports Day WA, wherever you may be listening around WA. Peter Vlahos with you. It's all thanks to our friends at Nutrien Ag Solutions, proudly celebrating 50 years of partnership with Country Football WA. And we did have, as we know, the Vice President of Country Football WA, Andrew Lockyer, on the program last night, talking about the drop-off in Indigenous players and maybe young Indigenous players taking up the game of Australian rules football. It was a fascinating interview last night. Well, we've got a great program, and I hope you can stay with us between now and 6 o'clock. You can join us anytime on the text machine 0487 736 736. So we're going to speak to the gentleman who actually was very much involved in the most unique piece of football action from many, many years ago, where he kicked the ball. It was a brilliant pass. It was supposed to be intended for a teammate, but the umpire got in the way. Remember this?
The outer side, maybe had the line in mind. Didn't get the bounce he needed, though. Fletcher, the centering kick. And the mark has been taken by umpire Carey.
That is I have never ever seen that. He actually thought he was a player.
Yeah.
There's no doubt
he had
about
a
that.
Vision. Carey by nature.
So we're going to speak to Adrian Fletcher, the former Fremantle Dockers star. He was a captain and he won their very first ever Glendenning Allan Medal. So we're going to speak to Adrian Fletcher in just a little while here on Sports Day WA. Of course, he's got a young fella, Jasper Fletcher, who's currently involved with the Brisbane Football Club. Later on, in what is a first-time exclusive, we'll be speaking to Ross Peligra. He is the owner of the Perth Glory. He's the chairman of the Peligra Group, the group that owns the Perth Glory. A lot has been said about their debacle at the weekend. I believe Ross flew in from overseas and a couple of his very close confidants came with him to the game and they saw Melbourne City put 8 in the net against the Perth Glory. And today, the Glory, the chairman, the board and management have sent out an apology to the fans and everybody involved with the Perth Glory on the back end of that performance. It says, losing games is part of competitive sport, but the nature of our defeat on the weekend was embarrassing and completely unacceptable, and we share the pain and disappointment that everyone associated with our club is feeling. Despite the many challenges that the club has faced this season, the team has always shown great fighting spirit. This was not the case on Sunday. And it went on to say that there will be a full review of the club's football operation that will be undertaken at the end of the season. And they're urging certainly the fans, the members and everybody to get along to see the response from the Perth Glory against Western United at HBF Park on Sunday. So we'll speak to Ross exclusively here on Sports Day WA a little bit later on in the program. All right, we're going to speak, as I said, in a moment to Adrian Fletcher, but for Cobram Estate, premium Australian extra virgin olive oil, the Harley Show was on show again today. As we know, he won the Rising Star nominee for round 5, and at the moment, he's the $2 favourite to take out the AFL Rising Star for season 2024. And firstly, Harley spoke about the weekend and the fact that he was pretty happy the way things turned out.
Yeah, obviously, I'm pretty happy to snag the win on the weekend. Obviously, a great day for the club. Waffle having the win too, as long and alongside as us, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, I'm so happy to finally be on that winner's board this year, and I feel last couple of weeks we've been able to express the way we wanted to play and collaborate as a group and across all three lines. So I think hopefully we can keep that winning list going.
Yeah, and he also went on to talk about his goal celebration.
To me, it was more that grab the jumper to show that we're here to play, and as a whole, we're not waiting to rebuild. It's now we're wanting to make an impact on the league right now and try build this group from the get-go, and we're not waiting. I think that was the moment in time for me to show that we're doing it for the fans, and we're here to do it now.
And finally, he also spoke about his thoughts on this season.
Oh, I honestly don't see why we can't. Obviously, top eight's a bit of a stretch, but I feel we can win a couple games and get back on the right path to have a crack in next year. And I think this year's something we're all going to learn from. And you look at our list, honestly, like from young to old, there's a big gap in that in-between mark. But I feel from experience, we've got some great players still running around and doing their bit. And yeah, I think you look at the likes of Yo, Gov, TK, TB, like Yo's playing some best footy that he has in a while. So it's pretty exciting. And for us young pups to go in there and learn off them is pretty exciting. I feel if we keep putting that right foot forward, I think we can it's going to be a bit exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting, and no doubt the crowd is certainly on with Harley Reid at the moment. And I must admit, I was talking to Paul Hazelby and Damian Martin just before the run home. It's been a huge marketing exercise. As we know, merchandise is a very important aspect of any sporting club. What they get in the store and the amount of merchandise they can turn over is money in the coffers. And with the retirement of Nick Natanui, who from a merchandise point of view was a gold mine for the West Coast Eagles, they needed someone to step up. And I think in conjunction now with the West Australian, there's no doubt there would have been a get together of the West Coast Eagles and Seven West Media to try and pump this kid up, being the number one draft pick, and to market him to the bejeebies. In other words, get him out there as much as possible, and let the fans gravitate to him, and let the fans then all of a sudden continue purchasing the number 9 jumper from the team store or anything to do with Harley Reid. It's all part of a marketing campaign because, as we know, merchandise and the sale of merchandise is so important these days, and they would have seen a dip with Nick Natanui retiring, and now they're hoping that Harley Reid can continue that.